AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. A news segment about the Trump administration's immigration policy was mistakenly aired on Global Television Network's app, one of Canada's largest networks. The move came after a last-minute decision to abruptly pull the segment from 60 Minutes Sunday night. Correspondent Sharon Alfonsi argues it was kept off the air for political reasons. News chief Barry Weiss said Monday the story did not, quote, advance the ball. Global Television Network quickly pulled the segment off the app, but copies of it continued to float around the internet and pop up before being taken down. In other news, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports Sean Diddy Combs is seeking immediate release from prison.
Lawyers for hip-hop mogul Sean Diddy Combs are asking a federal appeals court in New York to order his immediate release from prison. They also want the court to reverse his conviction or direct his trial judge to lighten his 4-year sentence. Combs was convicted on prostitution-related charges, but acquitted of racketeering conspiracy and sex trafficking at his trial that ended in July. His lawyers say Combs was treated harshly at sentencing by the judge. They also say that judge let evidence surrounding those charges he was acquitted of unjustly influence him in his sentence. The 56-year-old Combs is in lockup in New Jersey, scheduled for release in May of 2028. Julie Walker, New York.
Officials in California and weather forecasters are urging holiday travelers to avoid roads and reconsider Christmas travel as a series of powerful winter storms brought rain, heavy winds, and mountain snow. Wall Street was largely unchanged as markets hovered near record levels on a holiday-shortened trading day. This is AP News. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports the Justice Department's release of Jeffrey Epstein-related documents yesterday have put the UK's former Prince Andrew back in the headlines.
Among the documents the Justice Department released Tuesday is correspondence apparently between Jeffrey Epstein's co-conspirator Ghislaine Maxwell and Britain's former Prince Andrew. Identified only as the Invisible Man, the person who signs off with the initial A says he is up here at Balmoral Summer Camp for the royal family and asks, "Have you found me some new inappropriate friends?" Andrew was stripped of his royal titles in October amid continued publicity about his links to Epstein. He is now known as Andrew Mountbatten Windsor. Andrew has repeatedly denied committing any crimes. I'm Ben Thomas.
More on this story at apnews.com. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.